Hey, welcome to our Housecast for Monday, August 27th, 2018. Big Jim and Aaron V here this morning. And let's bring him in here, our guest right now, Dean Smith. Dean, how are you, sir?
Great.
Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. You are part of something very cool. And before we get into what that cool thing is, I just kind of wanted to give you or have you give us background on who Jason Freewald is.
Jason Freewald was a local from Armada. He joined the Navy, became a Navy SEAL, ended up in SEAL Team 6. He was killed in action on September 11, 2008. And we're coming up on his 10th anniversary, and we decided to build a memorial for him at the Armada Township Park. And actually, we're installing the anchor and the sign today, so it's almost done.
Now, Dean, you had said that when the initial one for him went up in 2008, that what was there before this? You said it was barely standing. So can you kind of paint a picture what it was and what it is now?
He has a memorial outside of the post office, a small statue and a little garden. But I wanted to build something bigger for him. I didn't know Jason. I didn't know his family. None of us really did. But we went to the township office and asked if we could go ahead and do that. And they approved it. And we went out there and started beating down doors, asking people if they could help us out. And the whole town turned out. It was really, really incredible experience. If you want to see what America should look like, go to Armada, Michigan. So it's been great.
There's an honor ride, too, right, on Sunday, Aaron?
That's what I was going to ask you about. So give me the background on the honor ride. Who can go? Where does it start? Where does it end?
So the actual ceremony on September 9th starts at noon. We do have buses. The school system is taking buses from the Armada Fairgrounds from 9 till 11:45, and they're transporting people to the park because there is no parking on the park, and then afterwards they take them back to their cars. The ceremony starts at noon, and there's no better way to start a ceremony than have a couple hundred motorcycles come through and interrupt us right off the bat, and that's the plan. So they'll be at, honestly, the most patriotic group we have in America right now are the guys that ride. So Armada High School parking lot is where they're going to meet up by 11:30, 11:45 latest. All bikes are off and all bikes start up at noon, and then they'll ride through along the street. There'll be a route along the street, and you're going to see probably a bunch of Boys and Girl Scouts with American flags and all the good stuff that we think about. So
I just got chills.
What have you learned about Jason in through all this, Dean? Have you something things you didn't know about him? You said you didn't know him. You just felt compelled to do this, which God bless you for doing it. But what have you learned about Jason?
Jason was one of four brothers. Jason also has three other brothers. One is a SEAL, was a SEAL also. He just got out. One was a Navy corpsman, and the other one's a doctor. So if you ever want to feel inept about being a parent, you want to go talk to the Freewalds because they really knocked it out of the park. Jason was the oldest of four. He's a very calm guy. A lot of people looked up to him. That's been the experience that I've gotten as well, is people tell me all the good stuff about Jason. There is no bad stuff. People loved him. He was a giver. He wanted to serve. And it's funny, he was enrolled to go to college, and his, you know, mom and dad enrolled him in college and everything else like that. And mom kept getting phone calls from the Navy recruiter. And Jason came home one day and said, "Hey, stop yelling at my recruiter," because she didn't know he was joining behind her back. So the guy wanted to be a SEAL, and he went all the way to the top.
Yeah, so. Dean, my dad served in Korea, and it's a similar story. My dad had an invite, not a scholarship. He had a train ticket to go to Notre Dame. Frank Leahy was the coach of Notre Dame, and my dad was an offensive lineman. So it was a campus visit from California, Englewood, California. My dad didn't tell my grandma that he'd already gone and joined the Army. So he wound up being a Ranger in Korea. My grandma flipped, but it was the same thing. There's something inside people at this level, a guy like Jason, that clicks that you're not going to stop someone like that from doing what they feel is right. You're not.
Jason Freewald, him, Pat Tillman. I mean, it just there's people out there that put their country before themselves, thank God. And, unfortunately things happen, but Jason, had a great career. He left behind, his wife and his now 13-year-old daughter. And we're trying to pack that park so that little girl who doesn't have cognitive memories of her dad can see how much love there is, you know, for her dad. So.
You think about it, and I can hear in your voice, Dean, that this is a young lady that never really knew her dad, but she knows of him.
Right.
And to show how much respect that we as a community are going to pay for this, you got to be there. Sunday, September 9th, again in Armada. This is one of those things that's just going to be an amazing day. The Honor Ride, I was going to ask you, Aaron, I apologize, I didn't ask you before we started doing this with you, Dean, as well. Is Honor Ride something anyone who's on a motorcycle can come up to? Do you have to be like a certain like member of the Honor Ride Club, or
no,
how does this work?
Anyone can come.
Anybody can come, and we put it at noon because basically you can come from anywhere in the state and get there and do your own ride and then get to the park and then come help us disrupt the event. And so that's what we're really looking for, where we're looking to make, Jason's team members and everything else like that, they're silent professionals, and they're very humble, but we're going to kind of blow the top off and let people know who Jason was. You know, 3 months ago when I started walking around saying, hey, would you like to help us do this? People were like, who? And I had to explain who he is. And now, you know, in that general area, that 10 square mile area, there's not a single soul that doesn't know who Jason Freewald is, but we have more work to do. We actually got a flyover for him because, you know, the military has certain restrictions now after the sequesters of flyover. So we booked a flyover for Jason, and we had to have the biggest and the baddest. So we booked a B-17, and part of the deal was we got to throw a couple World War II vets in there for a ride. So we have a 93-year-old paratrooper and a 100-year-old man.
If you're a veteran, how do you not show up to this? Seriously. If you're a veteran, I'm a veteran. I got to be there.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a great event. We're going to celebrate his life and honor his sacrifice. And we're hoping to just absolutely tip the park over.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'm riding. I wouldn't miss this one. Good on
you. Hey, Dean, in the midst of all this, we failed to mention your service as well. Thank you for your service in the Marine Corps.
Oh, thank you.
I was in the Navy, so you guys were really pretty much Department of the Navy. So, you know, we wrote you guys checks twice a month. It was, is that what it was? See, I knew you would say that. I set you up. Ben's department. I swear to God, I heard that for 9 years from every Marine.
Well, my brother was a Marine, so.
He is a Marine.
Always a Marine.
Yeah. No, true, Marine. True. No, he still is. You're very accurate on that.
No, I was on a Navy base, and I got along. We were a very small unit, and I got along great with the Navy. So
I was in the submarine service, so we thought you guys were nuts, and the Marines thought we were nuts. So it worked out well. It worked out well.
Absolutely.
But Navy SEALs, man, it's a different breed. Jason Freewald, this is one of those events, Sunday, September 9th. Now, we've got all the information posted up on the Housecast page. If you're listening to us right now, you can go to the link on iTunes as well, or just text us locally here in Detroit, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword for that is
House.
Hey, God bless you, Dean, for what you're doing. You've done something in 3 months that most people would never do in a lifetime, how you stepped up. You're going to impact not only his memory, but this family's life for the rest of their life to see how much people respect and love this guy.
Well, it's done a lot for us, too. So it's all on our side. It's our honor to do this. So
All right. We
appreciate it. Thank you for the time as well.
Well, let's stay in touch, too. And I know you said you're going to be out there on the 9th, Aaron.
I'm going to ride out.
We'll get out there. We want photos and stuff. And we'll make sure we get plenty of links. We'll talk more, Dean, as we get closer to this.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Thank you. Semper Fi.